The State Board of Education is voting Thursday on a proposal championed by Department of Education Commissioner Frank Edelblue. The plan, called Learn Everywhere, would allow students to get high school credit for extracurriculars without approval from local districts. NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports many educators are campaigning against it.
At Winnicunnet High School in Hampton, students get credit towards graduation for activities like mapping climate change, interning with a firefighter, and learning how to sail. Donna Couture coordinates these programs. They're called ELOs, or Extended Learning Opportunities. She runs a network of school ELO coordinators across the state. They meet every month, and a few years back, Commissioner Frank Edelblue visited them.
And I think I remember him saying, you guys are the tip of the spear. This is where education needs to go. This is the direction it needs to go in. You guys are doing everything right.
Hearing this was a relief. Couture and many educators had been nervous about Edelblue since he became the commissioner. None of his kids went to public school, and he's conservative, not friendly with teachers' unions. But Couture says things were rolling along. More schools added ELOs, and last fall, Edelblue hired her to develop statewide standards for them. But then, this past December, Edelblue introduced a program that seemed to replace her work with something new.
I remember we were getting ready for vacation. All of a sudden, it was announced that he had this Learn Everywhere program.
Learn Everywhere. Edelblue pitched it to the State Board of Education, which helps set the standards for public schools. Here's a recording of that meeting.
Well, so I want to introduce this initial proposal because I'm very excited about it.
This new program would be similar to ELOs, but with a big difference. It would be run by the state rather than local districts. Nonprofits and businesses, anything from a local auto mechanic to a dance studio, could offer programs to high schoolers for school credit with approval from the State Board of Education. Edelblue reassured the board he'd consulted with stakeholders on this plan. But I spoke to over a dozen leaders in public education, some who have been doing this work for years. They told me they were not consulted. And in fact, Learn Everywhere came out of left field. Again, Donna Couture.
It was a shocking blow. And everybody was calling me to find out, did you know about this? We knew you were working with a commissioner. And of course, I had to tell them I had no clue.
ELO coordinators, superintendents, school boards, and teachers started calling the DOE. They sent letters of opposition and showed up in droves at a public hearing on Learn Everywhere, asking why they were left out of this process. Couture says it's a confusing battle because Learn Everywhere seems a lot like local ELO programs.
Here's a way for students to engage in learning outside in the community where real things are happening, real authentic learning. Everybody agrees that that is ideal. But what's missing in the Learn Everywhere proposal is all of the work that goes into helping those students be successful in those experiences.
When schools run these programs, she says, there's quality control and support for students. Edelblue's plan would cut local districts and teachers out of the process. And that goes against a cherished New Hampshire ideal, local control.
To make every local district have to accept the credits, it's horrible. The stakes are huge for us for this.
Megan Tuttle is the president of NEA New Hampshire, the state's largest teachers union. She says Learn Everywhere hits a nerve because it feels like it's part of a larger campaign against public schools, a campaign that includes school vouchers, school choice, and cutting state aid. And she says it's not equitable.
According to the commissioner, it's for every child in New Hampshire to have another opportunity. According to us, it's for the ones who can pay for it.
She says it will benefit kids with parents who pay for extracurriculars, and low-income and special ed students will be left behind. Commissioner Edelblue declined to comment for this story, but when he pitches Learn Everywhere, it's all about equity.
So good morning, and thank you for letting me join you.
Here he is talking to an education watchdog group in Manchester about the time he visited students down the street at Central High School, one of the state's poorest and most diverse schools. He says it was past 8 p.m., and these students were building robots through a free program called First Robotics.
You know, as I'm reflecting on it, these kids are going to go home, and then they do their homework, right? Because all of this that they've been engaging in and learning up to this point in time, that doesn't count because that's not school. That's just fun, right?
Edelblue says schools should be giving credits for this kind of thing and should be open to new ways of learning. Before politics, Edelblue was a venture capitalist. Innovation and risk-taking were prized, so it's not surprising that many of his supporters are in business. Jim Roche is the president of the Business and Industry Association.
In the private sector, if you don't change, you die.
At Edelblue's request, Roche wrote a letter of support for Learn Everywhere. He says schools aren't gearing up for the future or helping solve New Hampshire's workforce shortages.
Employers are, I think, very interested in new approaches that get kids ready for 21st century jobs, and Learn Everywhere is one of those approaches.
Since unveiling Learn Everywhere, Edelblue has talked with his critics and incorporated some of their suggestions. He's lowered the number of outside credits a school must accept from students and added some safeguards for special ed students. And he's made space for a teacher and an ELO coordinator to join the group that will help review applications from potential Learn Everywhere programs. But critics still say, if you want students to learn everywhere, why not help districts strengthen what they already have rather than create something new? Donna Couture, the ELO coordinator we met earlier, says her students and thousands of others across the state are learning outside the classroom for credit, and they're thriving. Commissioner Edelblue says these opportunities aren't reaching nearly enough students. Couture is getting tired of this fight.
We're exhausted. I think educators have had to make a choice over the last several months. Do we continue to try to correct the misinformation that the commissioner and the deputy commissioner are spreading? Or do we just continue, put our heads down and do our job and let the chips fall where they may?
The State Board of Education votes on Learn Everywhere tomorrow. It's expected to be a close vote. For NHBR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.